Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring spring color inside this season with Behr Premium Plus paint, starting at just $28.98 a gallon at the Home Depot. Add a pop of blue to your kitchen with the Behr exclusive color Arrowhead Lake, or a splash of Amazon jungle to your living room. Bring a cool breeze to your bathroom with sea glass, or accent your bedroom with sunrise-inspired colors like coral cloud and dark crimson. Let your creativity bloom this spring with Behr Premium Plus paint starting at just $28.98 a gallon at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ready to unlock a world of entertainment? Philips Roku TV has America's favorite TV streaming platform built in, so you can watch live TV, catch every game, discover must-see shows and hit movies, and get all the best streaming apps in one place, like iHeart for all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts. Watch what you want, when you want. Immerse yourself in entertainment with premium 4K picture and sound for every budget, with sizes for every room. Find your perfect Philips Roku TV today, online or at your local Walmart and Sam's Club.
And we return to Our American Stories. Tiffany Jenkins is a wife and a mother of three. She's acquired a huge social media following on her blog, Juggling the Jenkins, where her videos receive millions of views. Tiffany wrote a highly successful memoir, High Achiever, The Shocking True Story of One Addict's Double Life. Here's Tiffany Jenkins with the rest of her story and what it means to be a good mom.
You know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about what it means to be a good mom, okay? Because listen, if you look on social media and YouTube, okay, let's take YouTube for example. They have tons of videos of families announcing pregnancies to their loved ones, right? And it's always so joyous, and everybody's so excited and screaming and yelling, and they're like, oh my God, finally, thank you, look at these little booties, I'm gonna have a grandkid, okay? That was not how my pregnancy announcement went. I had been living in a halfway house for 2 months, and I started dating this guy. And I got an overnight pass, okay, one weekend. I got one overnight pass. I'm not going to go into detail about what happened on the overnight pass, but let's just say that 2 weeks later, my body started acting a little weird. I didn't have a job or a car at the time, so I scraped together some quarters and walked my butt down to the Dollar Tree and bought a pregnancy test. I took a pregnancy test in the bathroom of the halfway house I was living at with six other women. And when the second line popped up, I collapsed on the floor and lost my mind. It was not joyous. I was not excited. I was terrified. I had just started gaining trust back with my family. What was I going to tell them? How was I going to tell the owner of the halfway house that I abused the one overnight pass they finally gave me? What was I going to do? I couldn't even take care of myself. How was I going to take care of a child? I was terrified. I prayed out. And I said, listen, technically, physically, I know why this happened. But like spiritually and mentally, I don't know why this happened. Please help me. What am I supposed to do? I can't have this baby. And it was in that moment that I realized suddenly, I wanted this baby more than I had ever wanted anything in my entire life. I told my sister, basically like, okay, you're an idiot. I told the owner of the halfway house, and he could have kicked me out, but he didn't. He let me live there and pay rent until I could get on my feet. So I married the man who got me pregnant 5 months after we started dating. And I continued to live in the halfway house up until near the end of my pregnancy. My recovery didn't stop just because I was pregnant. I had to keep working on myself. I got a job, busted my butt, got a car, we got an apartment, and my son was born on my birthday. It was the greatest gift that I've ever received. When my son was 6 months old, I found out I was pregnant with the Closter. She burst into the world, a colicky fury of tears and chaos, and I got postpartum depression. 2 weeks after she was born, my bonus daughter came to live with us full time, and I was battling postpartum depression full on. I went from being a single, sexy bachelorette living in a halfway house to a married mother of three in the span of 2 years. Okay? When it comes to motherhood, I have no clue what I'm doing. I don't. When I was suffering from postpartum depression, I used to go to social media for support and to try to see what other people were doing because I had no clue. And I quickly realized that it seemed like everybody else had their life together while mine was crumbling. Everybody's home looked beautiful while mine looked like a hurricane just ripped through the living room. All the moms were posing with their babies looking so perfect and wonderful while I wanted to leave mine in the crib and run out the front door and never come back. I can't explain what that did to me internally as a person. It made me feel like a failure. It made me feel ashamed. It made me feel like maybe I wasn't meant to be a mom. There was one day especially, where I resented my children just for existing. I didn't want to take care of them anymore. I didn't want to be a mom anymore. So I called my doctor, crying, and I said, "Is it bad that I don't want the kids anymore?" And they said, "Come into the office right now." And they got me in that day, and the doctor and I worked on a recovery plan for me. Once I started to feel better, I started to write. And I wrote for numerous reasons. I wrote because it was really therapeutic for me to get it out of my head and onto paper. And I chose to share my writing because everywhere I looked, everything looked so perfect. So I thought maybe if there's just one person out there who's feeling the same way as me, they can read what I've written and see that they're not alone. And that's where Juggling the Jenkins was born. A good mom is not measured by her ability to keep a clean home. Some people have more money than other people. Some people have more possessions than other people, but none of that matters. Life is going to go by like this. It's going to be over before you know it. And I promise you that it is not going to say anywhere in your obituary, her house was really clean. We got to stop stressing about the little stuff. We got to stop wasting time beating ourselves up over the little stuff and start spending more time creating memories with our kids, taking them places, putting our phones down, chilling with them, going outside. When they come up to you and they say, "Mommy, will you play with me?" Instead of saying, "Just a second," just get up and play with them. Because I can promise you that neither of you will ever regret that decision. I have to remind myself of this daily. I'm the queen of, "In just a minute, babe, I'm the queen." I do it all day long. So I have to remind myself that that minute will never come. And I know that, and they know that. So it is up to me to make the minutes count now. What makes a good mom? I don't think there's one answer. A good mom is somebody who doesn't spend hours obsessing about how they aren't good enough. A good mom is somebody who recognizes that they have a problem and does whatever they can to fix it, whether it be addiction, alcoholism, anger, depression, taking action makes a good mom. But it all boils down to love. Being a shining example to the kids of what love is about. Showing them love and showing others love as often as possible.
And that was Tiffany Jenkins you were listening to, and what a voice, and so straight as an arrow. And by the way, that line in the beginning, "What was I going to do? I can't take care of myself. How am I going to take care of this child?" You know, that reminds me of the narrator in "There Goes My Life" by Kenny Chesney. If you remember the lines, all he could think about was, "I'm too young for this, got my whole life ahead, hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I going to raise one?" By the way, we're never ready to raise a kid. I've had so many people say, I'm not ready. Well, you're never ready. And she jumped in and raised this child. And what great advice. And moms, good ones, and good fathers do this too. Show them love and show others love as often as possible. I have no idea what I'm doing, she also said. And you know what? None of us do. And people love to give a lot of advice about parenting, but it's not easy. And if anybody had the formula down, well, share it with the world. You'll be a billionaire. It's no duck walk, but that advice, love others and yours as often as possible. About as good as it gets. Tiffany Jenkins' story here on Our American Stories.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Infinity presents a new chapter in luxury, the premiere of the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, live March 20th from the Edge at Hudson Yards in New York City, featuring a performance by Jon Batiste. The all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80 is an SUV designed to help every passenger feel just right. Be the first to see it March 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on iHeartRadio's YouTube channel. Save the date at new-qx80.com. Don't miss it. 2025 QX80 coming this summer.
Ready to celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's and iHeart present Women Take the Mic, sharing empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's, because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&M's and spread some positivity. From breaking glass ceilings to dominating in sports and entertainment, women truly are unstoppable.